One thing I've always wondered is, like, you have MedCom and you have ARPCom, and they are these sort of judiciary bodies, right? And they are, I felt, or have frequently felt, they are being thrown into this, well, into this direct democracy, which sometimes resembles an anarchy on Wikipedia. And I always wondered how something could be implemented to include a legislature of sorts, because what the ARPCom, for example, cannot do, and they repeatedly say this, is they can never decide on new policy. All they can do is interpret existing policy. So this is often one thing that's very frequently cited. And yeah, well, I don't really know what the question is. Is there any talk about this, or do you have any ideas about this? Should this be implemented? Should there be some sort of legislator body to complement the judiciary?
Well, just to pick up on one thing you said right at the start there, two sort of judiciary bodies, that's one thing the MedCom does not do. The MedCom cannot decide policy. It cannot say, this is a new policy and this will now be abided by in the community. What it does is it takes a content dispute. For example, one that I handled a few weeks ago was whether a certain sentence should be included in the lead of an article. And what we do is we take the parties and we sort of metaphorically sit them down and help them get to a compromise on something. It does not force them to accept a final sort of version of any sort of dispute. It can't make policy as such. It really does just assist parties in getting to a compromise, which is one of the reasons why the MedCom has to have party agreement, because it's voluntary. That's the definition of mediation. It's a voluntary agreement. And there's a serious misconception that it makes policy, like the ARPCom makes final decisions that effectively have to be abided by. The MedCom does not create policy in any way.
I think what Dortruffel's saying, and I'll ask Phil, I'll ask you that. Why not? Shouldn't there be somebody who does create policy? Shouldn't there be a body that does get to say, we've looked at what's happening, and actually we need this to be the rule now? What do you reckon, Bob?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm fairly sure we're not doing things in an optimal way, but I'm not sure if that's the right approach or not. I guess I'm more willing to take a kind of an experimental approach and a kind of an academic approach to try and study the management issues, and then maybe do a small test case or something to try and see does it work before you scale up to something massive. We already have an awful lot of and growing amount of bureaucracy, and maybe we're going to get more, but we should be really cautious about how we implement that bureaucracy, I think.
What would you say, Raul?
It's a very interesting question. He's exactly right that we lack a formal policy-making mechanism, and that the ARBCOM doesn't like to make policy. Sometimes by necessity, they make what I guess is the Wikipedia equivalent of case law, deciding, very small, fine points on a case-by-case basis. But I mean, you're exactly right. There's a lack of a formal policy-making mechanism, and it's really bad. And it's a problem that has yet to be addressed, and any smart people out there would be welcome to try and address the problem.
I'll step in with a couple of observations of my own. One of the criticisms of the site is that on an informal basis, certain established editors seem to be far more successful in affecting or influencing policy than others. And the question is whether that's really equitable, whether the best policy is really being made in that sense. I've noticed sometimes that, in an area where I've done extensive work and have a lot of hands-on experience, I'll go and see that there's something that really functionally is not the way that things are operating anymore and isn't necessarily the best way to do things, and try to go and update the policies to reflect that. And what'll happen is that a large group of people who all seem to know each other very well and who aren't necessarily volunteering very much in the particular area will come in and say, no, no, no. And when I try to engage them in dialogue, they've already made up their minds. And that can have some difficulties to it when they already seem to be repeating the same things that don't necessarily match up with field experience. Does anyone else have comments on this question? I have one other... Well, go ahead. Is you okay?
Just on the topic of a sort of body that can rule on policy matters, one of the ideas that has been thrown about the working group wiki at the moment is a content committee, and the lead of it is one proposal to help resolve editorial disputes leading to prolonged feuds is to create a committee that would have some mandate to rule on editorial issues. The ARBCOM, as a general principle, does not rule on conduct disputes but examines behaviour. The general idea is that this would sort of be a mix between the mediation and the arbitration committee, whereby it takes the mediation committee's scope of looking at content, takes the arbitration committee's ability to rule, and sort of combines them so it sort of rules on content matters, which is something that was very much discouraged at the start of the arbitration and mediation committee's history when they were first created. It was sort of the idea that the mediation committee would have no power to rule on content matters. This content committee appears to sort of be a proposal to create another committee that can rule on these matters. I left a comment saying, does this undermine the Wikipedia model of universal discussion and decision making, and the principle that consensus is reached by everybody rather than a select few? Does anyone have any comments on that?
Okay. You broke up a little bit toward the end there. Did you have a question at the end?
My question was just that, does anyone have any thoughts on whether that sort of undermines the principle that Wikipedia consensus is reached by...
Can you define that more clearly?
Right. We've got a couple of people waiting to speak. So if you can just type that in, please, AGK. Dorf Troffel, you were waiting for a turn? Yes.
I just wanted to chime in with something. I recently was involved in a small conflict at an article. Won't go into details. Well, it was an article about a weapon, and I wanted to insert some what people would call popular information. So not directly pertaining to anything that concerns that particular weapon. But I had sources and everything. And what happened is that I met a situation similar to what Judy Rova just mentioned, that several people who all seemed to know each other very well appeared all at once out of nowhere. And then something really curious happened, and it was a first for me at least. They started citing their wiki project guideline like it was policy, like it had authority. And
Was this on English? On the English Wikipedia?
Yeah. Well, that's all I really wanted to say. This is just one example, but that's what I think that maybe we need some mechanism sooner or later to streamline or centralize debates. I know that this may lead to polls, and polling is evil, and everything, and it doesn't really work that way. So maybe one way, that's where I got the idea, maybe we need some sort of elected officials for that sort of job to at least supervise this sort of thing.
I think the danger, and just a word, the danger of going thinking, let's have some elected officials, let's have some more committees, or let's look at it in that way, is those sorts of things, they just always, always, always have unintended consequences. And to bring it back to the root topic, which is ARBCOM, that's a case in point. ARBCOM, in its setup, was certainly never, I don't think any of the people involved, certainly not, you know, at the time, envisioned ARBCOM to work the way it now does today. Because, you know, the future's hidden. What it will have to do shifts over time. It's interesting to note, though, that you're saying that what I took from your Wiki project comment is that there's a gap here, that Wiki projects are stepping in and making their own rules anyway.
No, so no, they shouldn't be. That's the point.
But that is an unusual situation.
That is very unusual. But yeah, exactly.
Locally, that kind of thing there's some danger of it happening. Phil has been waiting to say something. What's your take on this, Phil?
Well, I'm quite surprised that when Dwarf Truffle told us about some local group had made their own local rules, I would agree that that's highly irregular. And I have noticed many times in a content dispute, particularly in pseudosciences or fringe areas, one of the first things that people try to do is they try to go after the policies and change the definition of NPOV or change the definition of known original research or what have you, or even reliable sources, just for their specific issue. And they figure, well, if they go at it this way, that's their way around all these people that are giving them trouble. I think we've got to be really cautious about this, whether it's an elected body or an appointed body or a single person. We want to be real cautious about this kind of stuff, making these sort of arbitrary decisions, because you might solve one problem and create another 10 problems, you know?
Yes, very much. Who else would like to address this? Actually, AGK, there was one other thing that came up. Now, there's different forms of mediation. There's MedCom, and then there's the mediation cabal, also known as MedCab. Could you explain the difference?
Well, there's not really a difference. They effectively operate the same way. It's just that the MedCom is very much a sort of recognized location where people who are having content problems or content disputes can go. It's, you know, in terms of the powers of the two, they really operate the same way. They're both just groups of mediators that help with disputes. Certainly the MedCom operates, I don't know if professionally is a good way to say it, but it operates in it is a committee, so it operates, in a more collected way. It has its own mailing list, it's got its own wiki, etc., whereas the MedCab is simply a sort of informal group of people who just mediate.
Okay. I guess we're wrapping up there. Moving on to the issue of talk page clerking.
Well, that was something that I came up. I was pleased that AGK was on here. It's an idea that I think we'll probably bump it to talk about at another time. But I just I was reflecting on looking at talk pages and looking at how talk pages work, in what context they're really good and what context they sort of aren't so good. And I was thinking that the top down and keep on going approach, that's what I've called it. When you've got a certain number of editors, like maybe, I don't know, I'm going to say around 20 editors who are trying to make their points, if you read long talk pages, you'll find massive redundancies. You'll find people making points on the same area in a similar way, sort of in about 5 or 6 different sections. And then the trouble is that some people respond in one, some people respond in another. And particularly in an area where, say there's a proposal, in fact, specifically, I following our discussion on biographies last time in this forum, I decided to start a proposal to look at if we could have an opt-out set up. And if you look at the talk page there, lots of people have strong feelings, and you immediately get these sort of multiple redundant sections. So I had the idea, I thought, okay, well, this has happened at arbitration, and one of the approaches they chose to try and address that there is to get clerks in, such as AGK. And the clerks are able to refactor and shuffle things around. And I thought, you know,
for the record, for the record, as the person who came up with the idea of ARBCOM clerks, that was not the intention.
Oh, okay.
The idea of the idea was that there was one particular case that stands out in my mind, which was very verily in 172, and not only were they two reprobate edit warriors, I mean, they had the first 100 revert edit war in the history of Wikipedia.
Wow.
It was on My Lai Massacre. You can go back in the history. It's gigantic.
Does that make WP 100 the 100 revert?
So the idea of their ARBCOM case had this. It was just a ridiculous evidence page. It was utterly incomprehensible. It was probably as long as the New Testament and the Bible. And I said, this is enough. I am so tired of dealing with cases where it's just people shouting at each other, giving us a massive talk page gibberish, and expecting us to turn it into a reasonable decision. And so I set up formal rules for how the evidence page works, and I decided to later bring in the clerks to kind of help us digest it. But essentially, that was the reason why the ARBCOM has formal rules for how the evidence pages work. Because I was tired of reading, that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. But I'm sorry to interrupt you, PM. Continue.
Oh, well, I'll flip over to AGK in 2 seconds. But my point really is this, that like we've noticed in conversations like this, you need to self-apply a few structures. You know, you need a facilitator, basically. Such a thing can exist. And I was, just thinking that if we encourage, or if we even try it, that someone will enter a discussion as a facilitator, not as a mediator, not to sort of get warring factors together, but just to say, look, we're going to improve communication on this page.